the wrap off. Now, every Monday we do this. It originally started as a ridiculous sick joke, almost, you could almost say. And that was about 2 years ago, and it has since developed into, I would say, a respected institution of music within broadcasting. I mean, you have the RTE Concert Orchestra, and then you have this. And I think the two are of equal importance, if I'm quite honest. And we actually may be doing live versions of this. We may be releasing a CD at Christmas and everything. I mean, we're doing it all. And this evening, Kira and I rapped Eve's Let Me Blow Your Mind. Now, I'm excited about this because people often say that this rap-off is unfair because it is mainly male tracks. And obviously, even though I don't always win, I do have a distinct advantage.
In fairness, Chris, over the past couple of weeks, we have done a Nicki Minaj track and an Azalea. Or Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea, yes. We are all about equality here. Exactly.
We are all about equality.
We are about breaking that glass ceiling, sisters.
I'm a little bit nervous because I haven't listened to my version. It's kind of like, you know, walking down the aisle and not seeing your husband before the wedding.
Akira, that is exactly what it's like. Mm-hmm. I would say that's a very fair analogy. And this is like me not seeing my husband before my wedding.
Exactly.
It would be very shocking, actually, if I went to a wedding of mine and there was a man standing there. I'd be like, wow, this has gone all horribly wrong. I thought there would be a woman here. However, let us get to it. Kira, who would you like to go first this evening?
Look, I'll go first.
You are going first.
Yeah, because usually I put you first, but I'm like, do you know what, Kira, it's time to step up, put your money where your mouth is, get confident.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, there you go.
Yeah, before we do that, remember that you can vote. You can text us 51552, give us a reason to who you think won the wrap-off, or you can cast some votes on Twitter. My Twitter is at I am Kira King, and Chris's Twitter is at Hate Chris Green.
You know, that is very comprehensive, Kira. You're right. Those are all the ways in which we can cast votes. Thank you. So you're going to hear two versions, obviously. You're going to hear my version and you're going to hear Kira's version.
Yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blonde, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lips stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and stop passing. Expressway, hair back, weaving through the traffic. This one's strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all jiggers hot, psych, I'm guessing. Clowns last bottom and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, past it. Cut, bitch, camera off, real shit, blast it.
All right, that was very good. In
Thank
fairness,
you.
That was very, very good. Well done,
Thank
Kira.
You.
I have to say, you know, I would usually never do this, but I'm going to rewind that shit back.
Really?
Because there's one line that you really nail. Tell you, sister, you in there doing the kind of reggae voice. I love it. Some of y'all jiggers. It's where it's like hair backs weaving through the
listen. Clowns last spot
this.
And I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well.
Alright, it's before this. It's really good.
Sick. Why this? Why that? Lips stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and stop passing. Expressway, hair back, weaving through the traffic.
Hair back, I tell you, you had it all going on, baby. Very nice. You did, that was very nice. Well, there you go. That was Kira's version. Now you're going to hear my version, and then once you've heard both versions, you are going to have to decide who did better this evening in the wrap-off. Did Chris do better or did Kira do better? So let me get you my version, and then once you've heard both, obviously, 51552 is the number. Tell us who you think did better. Yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you're having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blonde. Yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lips stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, hair back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all jig is hot, psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, V gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of y'all ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, past it. Cut, bitch, camera off, real shit, blast it.
That was very good, Chris.
Yes, that was me channeling my inner woman to fabulous results, as you can hear. So there we go. I mean, it was exciting. You heard both Kira and I I would say at the top of our game, two performers at the absolute peak of their capabilities.
We performed at the Grammys, you know.
It really was. I mean, it was incredible.
The World Music Awards.
Yes. And now you have to decide. Yeah, I think I don't envy you. If anything, you have the most difficult decision.
I feel really sorry for people tonight.
Yes, because you guys have a very, very difficult decision on your hands. You have to decide who did better. And I simply don't know how you're going to do that. But if you can bring yourself to do it, 51552 is the number. It is as simple as that. 51552. Let us know who you think did better. And give a reason as well for who you think did better, as in why you think that particular person did better or deserves to win. And as Kira said, you can vote for us, or you can tell us your feedback. Perhaps you won't be voting for either of us, but you can certainly give us feedback on Twitter. At HateChrisGreen is my Twitter, at HateChrisGreen, and at IamKiraKing is, of course, Miss Kira King's Twitter. I mean, this is honestly like the X Factor. I'll tell you what. 51552. It is as simple as that. As someone says, I think Kira edged the battle tonight, though it was not the best I have heard from either of ye.
Yeah.
But Kira had some nice flow. Well, there you go. And that's from Aiden. Someone says, I missed the wrap-off tonight, but Kira won. I feel it in my waters. Tom the Trucker, that does not count. Screw you.
Well, you know, I'm all about intuition.
You and your waters and your tarot cards and your jiggery pokery. No. Someone says, that brought a tear to my eyes, guy. Sorry, that brought a tear to my eye, guys. You both did me proud, but Kira put a particularly special performance, amazing, and takes home the trophy. That's from Garrows, who's in Kildare. Someone says, okay, lads, let's be serious here. You both made good efforts for a change. But tonight, the award goes to Chris for second place. Chris sounded like a perv. Kira, good rhythm.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think I sounded like a perv, I'll have you know.
I don't think you sounded like a perv either.
I think I sounded like a strong black woman. That's what I think I sounded like, a strong, empowered, independent black woman. Thank you. Someone says, Kira sounded better than Chris. That's from Roseanne and James. Also, someone says, Chris killed it, serious flow. Have to vote for him. Kira was very good too. Someone says, Kira rock. She the best at rapping and class act. If I were Chris, I would give up. I'm all hot and bothered now. It got me excited from Mike. Kira all the way. Well, of course, some of Kira's virginal fans.
Hey now. Somebody else says.
Getting excited.
Kira won. Why? Kira, the melodic flow was effortless and succinct. Chris, I have no words. Well, I do have one. Awful. Now, don't throw a hissy fit, Christopher.
No, I won't. I mean, you're all ridiculous.
Somebody says, Kira was falling behind the beat for the whole thing, so my vote has to go to Chris, who nailed that rhythm, yo. Sorry, Kira. P.S. I love the show. You brighten up my drive home after work.
This is the problem with everybody. Where is that match? Kira was falling behind the beat. No, she wasn't.
Well, do you know what,
like,
Chris?
She wasn't.
There was elements of it where I was like, yeah, Jesus, that didn't sound as...
No, you weren't.
But I think I kind of agree with that person.
You were not falling behind the beat.
I wasn't 100% happy with my performance tonight. But I do want to give a shout out to James on Twitter.
Twitter,
he says,
why?
I vote for Kira because Chris said you guys were rapping Problem from Iggy Azalea, but he was lying.
I don't remember saying that.
No, we talked about doing it.
Yeah, the hell are you talking about, James? Ooh, you asshole.
Koch is tweeting us all the way from Greece to say, I'm calling it, this one goes to Kira.
Screw you, Koch. someone says, Gabby on Twitter says, Kira was amazing, but you won, Chris. You were the king heart. Thank you.
That's
Gabby.
Really sweet.
Someone says, Kaka May says, Kaka, friend of the show, says, Kira was good tonight, but I've yet to hear a rap battle where you ever lose. Hashtag Team Chris. Well, thank
Kaka
you.
Kaka May.
Yes, thank you, Kaka May.
Monique, Chris has texted.
Oh, I wonder who Monique is voting for.
Hey, she voted for you last week, Chris. Okay?
Oh, is it you, Kira?
Yes, it's me.
Wow.
But, no, bear in mind, she voted for you last week, so it's not as if she votes for me every single week. Thank you,
I'm
Monique.
I'm pretty sure she does. Monique, would you just like to vote now for Kira for the next like 4 or 5 weeks?
Chris,
you
don't
time
don't,
a tweet.
Chris, don't take this out, Monique.
Monique, there's software that you can use that times a tweet, so you can set it now for the next 4 weeks and just be like, Kira definitely won. You're great. Well done. Well, look, Kira won because everyone is an expert on everything. And sure, there you go. Congratulations, Kira. I do have to say, though, I thought you were good this evening. I would be slow to give you praise of any kind.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, you rarely deserve it. But in this case, I can't argue with quality.
So, Chris, does that mean I've won the wrap-off, like, twice? That's two in a row.
Yes. You have almost a winning streak going.
Wow! So all I have to do is win next week.
Yes.
And I have a winning streak in the wrap-off.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Well done.